The Offside Rule. We get it with Lindsay Hooper.
I'm joined by Rachel Williams of Chelsea Ladies, and there was late drama going on all over the place in the FAWSL. It is going to be a final weekend, Rachel, that the title goes down to. You must have at one point thought, that's it, we're going to be celebrating tonight.
Yeah, well, we just knew that it was in our hands if, you know, we get the look that the results elsewhere went our way, that we could have been celebrating, but no, it's back to training on Tuesday to work on what we've got to do to make sure we beat Man City and hopefully finally get our hands on the trophy.
You got two great goals today, and you were linking up brilliantly with Eni.
Yeah, I mean, we've done a lot of work in training. I mean, unfortunately for me this year, I've had a few injuries that have put me out, but every time I've got injured, I've just come back, fitted back in well with Eni and Yuki and G, and we do work on a load of link-up play and things we can work on and improve, and today showed. I think, you know, a lot of us, we do work hard for each other and we like to just get the ball down and play, and it showed today. But I'm just happy to finally get back in the team and be scoring goals to obviously hope win and lift that trophy.
Now, I understand before this match you were shown some videos, some messages of support from family. What did you get?
Well, nothing got sent in, but Paul, crafty as he is, went on my Facebook and he found a picture of where I was at school from when I was about seven, which I had like the weirdest haircut ever. Like, my mum cut my hair wrong and she was like above my ears. It looked like a little boy. And then there was another one where I was in my school uniform, like the cheesiest school photo ever. And the girls just found it hilarious. But things like that was good. Julie's little brother was a good one. He had a t-shirt and he was like, make sure you smash him today because this is what we do. And yeah, it's just things like that that makes you, you know, you feel proud of coming out here today and with the younger like academy girls here today that you want to win. And you know, it's what we've aimed to do all year, to work hard for the club, because it's not only for us, it's for the younger ones coming through as well.
And a chance to get your own back now as well, because I'm going to speak to Eni next, and I know that she was dancing in the changing room and you were saying that she's not that great a mover.
Yeah, but we don't tell her that. We like, cheer her up, go on then, give us some Beyonce. And she starts like twerking and all that. And we're like, yeah, Eni. But behind her back, we're like, what is she doing? But no, it's all good. It's just banter in the changing rooms. And I think that's helped us a lot this season, that, you know, we all get on. That, you like today, there's a few moans on the pitch, but it's only because we want the best for each other, just to make sure we can win.
And what's it been like being part of this team this season? I know you've had your injury setbacks, but women's football, the way that it keeps progressing?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think every year it's just getting a little bit bigger and better. The more people are getting involved. I mean, I see people when I'm at work and stuff that you only have to mention the Chelsea name and then their ears like perk up. Like, oh, didn't know they had a women's team. Then you show them the website and then they'll pass it on to their family. And my little sister's just coming through. She's 14. She's just made her first England camp and she's at the Leicester Centre of Excellence. So, I mean, it's, for me especially, I've got my niece, my little sister, that just role models all the time that, you know, you just want to make it better for them. So the more foundations we can set now and show the FA, look, we are women, we are here to play football, only makes it better for the younger ones coming through.
That's so lovely to hear. And good luck for next week.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So I'm joined by Eni Aluko now. I've just had a chat with Rachel Williams. I'm going to start by where we finished. You were saying that you're not that great a dancer.
Who, me? No, that's a lie. I'm a very good dancer. I specialise in dancing, particularly before games, to like relax me and get me a bit chilled. It's important for me to have a bit of a boogie before a game.
Now, I'm sure, coming back to a serious note, you would have loved to have been doing a celebratory dance today.
Yeah, that would have been nice. It would have been nice in front of our fans to win the league. But, you know, such is this league, you know, it's got twists and turns and another twist and a turn. And we knew, to be honest, that we just had to focus on ourselves today. You know, we're ahead. We had to win the game and we did that. And it was up to the Birmingham and Liverpool to get results. So, you know, going into Sunday's game against City, you know, is the position any different? Probably not. We always want to go into a game and win, and we know we're capable of doing that. We've got to make sure we do it.
I've seen you on the FAWSL circuit for the last few seasons as you've been playing, and you've had some great outstanding performances. I think today against Everton, that's one of your best.
Oh, thank you, Lindsay. I appreciate that. I think for me, you know, I think it was really important for me to play well today. For the team, because I think, you know, if anyone that knows me knows that I've been banging on about this this team and banging on about sort of results, so I want it. I want it really bad, but there's no point wanting it if you can't perform. So, you know, hopefully and thankfully that's shown in my performances. It was great to get two goals today, particularly the second one, which sort of put us 4-2 up. because that gave us a bit more of a cushion and made us a bit more comfortable.
I spoke to Rachel about these pre-match messages you got from family and friends and pictures that were posted. What was yours?
I got a text message from my mum, which was always nice. It was quite emotional, actually, because, you know, to be honest, these are the people you play for. You know, these are the people who you moan to, you know, when you lose, and you celebrate with you when you win. So, you know, to know that those people are behind us going into a game and are here for the game and really want it as much as you, it's really quite nice and important. And it was a nice touch for Emma Hayes to do that. And it was a secret. No one knew that it was going to happen. So it was nice.
We wish you well next weekend at Manchester City. Hopefully you can seal up the title. Before you go, though, I want to ask you about Match of the Day 2. First female pundit on the sofa. How did you find it?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. To be honest, I didn't think of... I didn't bear the pressure, I suppose, of being the first female football pundit. I just sort of went into it and wanted to sort of add to the conversation. And, you know, if people were closing their eyes and didn't see that I was a female, I would like to think that they'd say, oh, well, she knows what she's talking about. Because I'm passionate about football and I can have a conversation about it. So I hope that, you know, my opinions were validated and some people enjoyed it. And, you know, I'm just glad that I'm able to sort of represent change really in that area, and hopefully we'll get more sort of female footballers on the show.
And are you hoping to do more?
I hope so, yeah. I mean, it really depends on what, you know, BBC and Match of the Day, you know, whether they thought I was good enough to come back. You know, it's something I enjoy doing, and I think, you know, it's a privilege really to be in the company of people who in the men's game who've played the game, and yeah, you know, if I get called back, I'd love to do it again, of course.
Thank you very much for chatting to us.
Thank you.
See you at those awards. I'm going to look out for you dancing now.
No, I'll be dancing.
Listen to the Offside Rule We Get It on Audioboo, iTunes and via our website. OffsideRulePodcast.com.